This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you. Oh, man. Third round of the high school football playoffs. And we've just got a handful of games left here in South Florida, but some good matchups, especially all the games being Friday night. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joins us this morning. Blue, thank you. And how are you, bud? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. This is, this is what we live for. Tomorrow, Friday, 12 teams from Miami-Dade and Broward are still alive as we're like 2 weeks away from the state championships. That'll be right here and at Pitbull Stadium and FIU. And you know what? The great thing about this week, too, is I think the schedule makers made it a lot easier for fans because you have a couple of afternoon games, you have a couple of night games, so it gives fans an opportunity to see two games, which is which I'm definitely looking forward to.
Hey, Blue, Monday through Friday, bro. Where are you? Hey, Joe, I'm at a game. Well, what's going on? No, you're the best. Yep. Hey, let's jump right into this. My guys in Western, I don't live too far from the high school, 6-6, going to Columbus. Man, on paper, it looks like a really good game talent-wise. What's your take? Columbus at 10-1 in this game. What happens?
Yeah. Neither team have had just an outstanding year. Columbus lost some key games early in the year, obviously, St. Thomas. But they played great defense. And you know as well as I do, they're well-coached. They're at home. It's 2:00 game. At Tropical Park, and Western comes in as a 7 seed, wink, wink. They're really not. They're probably a 2, at the most 3 seed. They had a forfeit 2 games, so they could easily be going into this game at 8-4, maybe even 9-3. Their schedule has been challenging. I think this is a marquee game. This is a heavyweight bout. We'll see if Columbus can stop Western's offense. They've been able to average 40 points a game during the last first two matchups. I think this one comes right down to the wire. Western has an opportunity. It's great coaching on both sides, but Columbus's defense could tell the story.
All right. I got to tell you, maybe the best story left in the playoffs, maybe, is this West Broward team. Put it on Piper. I did not see that one coming like that. Now they go to Southridge. And Southridge was a team, Blue, if you don't get mad at me, but if there was a guy that had a crush and believed in this Southridge team, even had him in the top 5 there for a while, it's you. What happens in this one?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. This is the furthest that West Broward's ever gone in school history. Three rounds deep. They're a number three seed. They're on the road. Miami Southridge has turned it up. Coach Sinatus, Pierre Sinatus, has done a tremendous job. He hasn't fully brought it back to what it was in the Sullinger days, but he's getting there. He's getting a lot of talent, a well-coached team. I think the thing, and I talked to, we had him on our radio show last week. I think the thing that turned this program around was during the GMAC week, they lost to Booker T by 14. And I think that really kind of said to them, hey, listen, we got to refocus. They've got a good opportunity, you know, to, if they win this game, obviously there's some pretty good 6A teams. West Boca Raton is undefeated. That may be a destination in the next round, but it's going to be tough for West Broward and Brian McCartney to go on the road and win this game. I think Southridge will win. It'll be a close game, but I think they win.
All right. So St. Thomas Aquinas. A lot of people think this is going to be a blowout. I don't know. Atlantic Del Rey's got a really good team up there in Palm Beach. What do you think happens in this one? The fact that St. Thomas got to travel up there.
Yeah, 25 years. St. Thomas has been in this game 25 times. Del Rey Atlantic once. They're a number two seed. They're on the road. For the first time in recent memory, St. Thomas this time of year, Joe, you know, you don't even have, it just, you kind of put that thing in automatic and then everything does itself. Atlantic's very athletic, but St. Thomas is big. They're well tested. They've had an outstanding schedule. Nobody can say that they didn't play anybody this year because they did. And, you know, their three losses came to pretty good teams. They lost to Bishop Gorman. They lost to Chaminade. They lost to American Heritage. And all those games were within one score. Yeah, it's going to be tough for Atlantic to win. I think St. Thomas wins this one on the road.
Okay. The next one, boy, I was pumped up. And then the news that, I don't know, quarterback D. Bell, but Norland, 9-2, goes to American Heritage Plantation. And listen, that place is going to be crazy. But what's the take on the ankle? How bad is it for D. Bell?
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. I mean, obviously, in a game like this, I mean, if you could go, you could go. I mean, he was in that soft, that blow up cast last Friday, obviously, after the game. Heritage is, you know, they're a really good football team, and they'll run the ball. They put Malachi Toney, who's a University of Miami commit, in at quarterback. He's as athletic as you're going to find. I just think against New Orleans, you're going to need to bring everything to the dance. Their defensive line is as good as you get, probably none better in the state. I mean, they're really good. Their secondary is really good. New Orleans hungry. They know they screwed up by playing that ineligible player against Heritage the first time. It cost them a home game here and put them at a two seed and a number against a number one seed. I just think New Orleans got too much at stake. They are hungry because they lost last year to Berkeley Prep in the state championship game. It's just, I think they win this. I really do. Heritage is going to play their best game of the year. New Orleans, like I said, you know, have Ennio Porti, all-time leading offensive weapon at quarterback in Dade County, and certainly it's going to be awfully tough. American Heritage won't lie down, but this is a home game. Yeah. This limits the crowd. If it was at Travis Powell, New Orleans could bring, you know, anybody they want, but you've been to Heritage. It's not a very big place, and so New Orleans gets to limit the crowd.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, just demoralizing that that Bell can't play, if he can't play. Just, he's so good, good a player. I know everybody has seen him play. It's just said, Joe, kid just gets better and better. Anyway. LaSalle, another great story. LaSalle used to be home of Heat basketball practice, and look at him, 11-1, and playing against Booker T, who is on a run here late, man. I don't know what Coach Ice did, man, but whoa, you got it rolling.
Well, okay, they're 11-1. Their one loss is to Booker T. Obviously, Booker T is the number one seed in this region. They play a 3:30 game at Traz, kind of setting the table for Miami Northwestern. LaSalle's had a great year. They're just not as talented overall as Booker T. And you're right. Ice Harris seems to do this. And that's why, you know, in all the years I've been doing this, he's one of the top 10 coaches I've ever been around. He's disciplined. He's knowledgeable. He gets these kids motivated. He probably doesn't have half the talent that a lot of these programs have as far as depth. But he gets it done, Joe, and it's gonna. I think they have a really good shot of getting to the state championship game this year, and that would be that would be the coaching job of the year to come off a 6-6 year from last year's. But definitely, they're going to be a tough out.
Well, when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We've been close to Coach Harris for a long, long time, man. I've always enjoyed my time with him. So now, Edison at Chaminade. The good news is Chaminade and Uncle Luke got a couple of wins already in the playoffs, and now you face Chaminade, who is just, once again, just a loaded team. What do you do if you're Edison in one of these games? You're going to Chaminade to play to start with, and what kind of things to try to keep the score from Chaminade not letting this thing just where they pound you, like they've been pounding everybody?
Yeah, I was at their first meeting, and Chaminade ran the clock after halftime in a 56-19 game. Edison's just got to come out and try to survive. It's a 6 o'clock start, so obviously a little bit earlier. And Edison, give them a lot of credit for getting this far. They're 7-5. It's just they're really not a match. I don't think anybody in the state's a match for Chaminade Madonna. They're just rolling along. Next week may be their toughest test if they play either Naples First Baptist or Jack Daniels and Cardinal Newman. But they win this game. They win it handily, and they move on to the next round. But again, I don't want to dirt anybody from Edison. They've done a tremendous job. But perhaps the biggest blowout of the week is Teddy Bridgewater. And
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah,
team. Yeah, that's 7:30 start at Traz Pal. Cypress Lake of Fort Myers upset Key West to get here. And Northwestern's averaged 58 points a game in the first two games. And they have an opportunity to get the state. I think next week may be a hurdle if they have to go to Port Charlotte. Port Charlotte's played extremely well. They play competitive schedule, but yeah, I don't think Cypress Lake gets back to Fort Myers pretty early on Friday night.
Any teams up in Palm Beach that you're looking at that have a chance, the best chance to get to state? Who would it be?
Yeah, West Boca Raton. I was there last week. They played Mitchell of north of Tampa. They were 11-0. They ran the clock on them at halftime.
Wow.
Right after halftime, and then now they play in the region finals. The team that lost to the team they beat last week by like 30 points. So I think that they should get to the state semifinal. And if they have an opportunity to host it, this could be this is the furthest this school's ever gone. It's never been known as a football school, but they've done a great job. I was up there last week. Great, great football atmosphere, really good football team, well coached. And they're one of the teams. And as we mentioned, Jack Daniels and Cardinal Newman, they've had like 4 or 5 straight years of really, really good football, but they've always run into Chaminade Madonna. But that's it. A great, great week of football. Friday is going to be awesome, and statewide. And then a week from now, we'll have an opportunity to tell you who's on the verge of going to state.
Nothing better, man. Nothing better. That is so cool to hear, and the way everything's going here. So I can't wait. Blue, thank you, man. Have a great Thanksgiving. And I'll be thinking about you up in that cold. No, I won't. But I will be with you next week.
You won't be thinking about me, but it's 22 this morning there. So have a good time and enjoy. And have a good Thanksgiving yourself.
Thanks, Blue. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, as always. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joins us Hey, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to. We got Hollywood's headlines. We got Alex Donnell going to join us, Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast with the news from yesterday. Three ACC teams in the top 12. And honestly, for all of them, all they're really thinking about is, I got to somehow get to that ACC championship game, and I got to do it by winning. By the way, Clemson's got a tough game. Don't they have South Carolina coming up? Anyway, we'll talk to Alex Donnell about all that stuff coming up. Right now, though, I want to talk about something very serious for men, very serious, but I have great news. I'm talking about ED and low T. Listen, man, it happens to men starting in their early 30s for low T. It does, 40s, 50s, 60s. Every guy's different, obviously. You know when you have it. People, I go, listen, you know, if you're tired all the time, if you're moody, if you're not working out like you used to, your energy level's just gone. You're not sure why. You had a physical. They said everything's fine. Well, you good chance you have low T. And usually when you have low T, you have ED. And that means it's starting to affect the bedroom. Sex drive is gone. If you're going through one or both, listen, you don't have to be honest with me, but you can be honest with the folks at Atlantic Men's Clinic. I was 8-9 months ago. I got great results, man. I'm telling you, I never thought I was going to end up playing tennis for an hour and a half again and walking for an hour and going up and down hills and just staying active. But, man, it's important, and my sex drive is back. Man, it feels good. And I just want to let you know, if that's something you're going through and you'd like to change, Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do, and they do it really well. They police everything. They do it the right way. You'll go in. That first meeting's the most important one. You'll meet with their staff. They'll give you all the tests on the T and the PSA tests that you need. And then they'll sit down with you and tell you the program. You decide if you want to do it. I hope you will, because you're going to get great results. They have six locations in South Florida to serve you. Here's a number, man. Set it up today. 877-455-7300. I don't know. Have a more enjoyable holiday season. 877-455-7300. Just visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.